Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing. 1, 2, testing. Yep. Up, okay. Well, good morning, saints. Oops, sorry. Is that too loud? Okay. As always, it's a privilege and a humble feeling to be up here in front of you this morning. Truth of the matter is, God had laid this on my heart, this message that I'm going to give to you today, almost a year ago, and I intended to actually speak it to you all. However, time just wasn't matching up. So I was like, oh, well, I'm PCSing soon. It's not going to happen. I'll just save it for next time. Sure enough, Pastor Vince comes up to me about 2 weeks ago. You know how he does. Hey, bruh. I need you one more time. You know how you do. Come on, bruh. So isn't that amazing how God works? What I was going to talk to you about today was the power of the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The power of the name Jesus. So before I get into that, I'm going to ask my wife, my lovely wife, and Cheryl, Sister Cheryl, to come up and sing us a song real quick.
Jesus, in your name we pray.
Your name we pray.
Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to save. Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sweet
Jesus.
Nobody but
Jesus.
Jesus. One more time.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus. Jesus, in your name we pray.
Your name we pray.
Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name. Is a shelter like no other, your name. And let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to save but your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other, your name. And let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to save but your name, your name, but your name.
There's love in
your name,
there's strength in
but your name,
Jesus.
Your name, but your name,
the power of
your name,
the power of
but your name,
the power of
your name. But your name, your name,
your name, your name.
Oh, praise you. Oh, wasn't that something?
Amen.
The power of the name Jesus. Just the name Jesus. I mean, I don't know. It's It's unexplainable how I feel about that name. But what does it mean to you? What comes to mind when you hear the name or say the name Jesus? When God chose to manifest himself in the flesh of our Savior, he chose a name that would signify the essence of who he is. The name he chose would not only reveal who he is, but what his mission on earth was. The name was Jesus. Jesus means Savior. The name Jesus is the same name as Joshua in the Old Testament. I think you spoke about that. Jesus in Hebrew means Yeshua, which means Savior or he will save. Yeshua is translated in English to Joshua. It was given to our Lord because Jesus saved me, saved you, saved us, saved all of his people from our sins. But think about that for a second. It was his role, his delight, to show mercy. John 3:17 says, "For God didn't send his son into the world to judge the world, but the world should be saved through him." Jesus saved us from the guilt of sin by cleansing us using atonement, which was achieved by the shedding of his blood. Those seeking salvation may draw near to the Father with boldness, like you always say, Brother Marlon, with boldness, and have access with confidence through Christ. Jesus is a name which is especially sweet to all of us. Amen. That's right. Jesus, the name above all names. I mean, I could go on and on. The Almighty, the Anointed, the Beginning, the End, the Begotten, the Beloved Son, the Son of God, the Bread of Life, the Comforter, the Cornerstone, the Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, the Healer, the Holy One, the Messiah, the Lamb of God, the Light of the World. Look at, I can keep going. The Prince of Peace. Acts 4:12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Jesus is the name above all names. After years and years, after years of his death and his resurrection, that name, Jesus, still holds so much power, as the ladies just sung. Shelter, warmth, love, peace, joy. But today, I just want to focus on the power that that name has.
Come on.
What or when are the instances that we use the name Jesus for its power? Obviously, you've seen today, during when we close our prayers, in the name of Jesus, or where's AJ? AJ here today? As AJ always says, in the matchless name of Jesus. During the closing of prayers, John 14:14 says, "Anything you ask in my name, that I will do." So I'm thinking that probably means when we close with prayer, it adds power to it. We close that prayer with the power of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, because we have that authority. By his authority, Jesus has given us that which is consistent with his character, his desire, and his will. It's like when you say, "Stop, in the name of the law." The policeman is saying that because he's standing in place of the law, he's speaking on behalf of it. To a degree that he speaks for the law, that he can enforce it, and he has that authority. However, when he steps outside that law, he loses that authority. Amen. So with that authority, we would strive to do any and all things through Christ, through the name of Jesus. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." We are also baptized in the name of Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, Peter said in Acts 2:13, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." There's also healing in the name of Jesus. If I get everyone to turn to Acts chapter 3, please. And Brother Rich, can I get you to come up for a minute? I just need to use you as a demonstration, please.
Where am I going?
It's right here. Just sit right here.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. No.
Awkward.
All right. All right. Just just for the sake of this, the subject today, everybody say Jesus when you get there, when you're there.
Jesus.
All right, all right. Chapter 3. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, chapter 3. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon, now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. So again, this lame man had been going there his whole life, since birth. So, like clockwork, someone was carrying him and laying him there so he could beg for money. That's basically, it doesn't say what his name was, but for the purposes, we'll just call him Pookie. All right, your name's Pookie. Like Pookie?
We could have talked about this before.
Yeah, that's just Pookie. That's just Pookie. Yeah, you know what I mean. So people, again, people just...
I don't, manly.
I know. So, again, people are just walking by. They just see him. Everyday life, they just see him. Oh, that's Pookie. Yeah, we know him. Yeah, all our lives, that's Pookie. Yeah. All right, yeah. Every day since his birth, he was there. However, one day, Peter and John, about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as John did, and Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave him attention, expecting them to give him something. And then Peter said, Silver or gold, I do not have. But what I do have to give you, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk."
Amen.
Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet, began to walk. He began walking, jumping, praising God. When all the people saw, praising God, they recognized him as the same man. He was dancing. He was dancing. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
So even just saying the name Jesus, you saw how that healed that lame man. Isn't that the same guy that we saw? How did that happen? He wasn't even saved. That doesn't say he was saved or not, but I'm assuming he wasn't. How did he do that?
Jesus.
The power of the name Jesus.
Amen.
We are constantly at war, saints. Not in a conventional sense, but it's a spiritual war. Whether we realize it or not, the enemy has targeted each and every one of us. He knows who we are. He knows our names. He knows where we live. He knows our strengths. And he also knows our weaknesses. And he knows how to exploit those weaknesses. The enemy desperately hopes that we as believers will remain ignorant of his influence. And by influence, I mean the enemy has ways to divert our attention from the one who has already set us free. And that's my point. The war has already been won. The war has already been won. We have already won. Satan has lost. The good news is the enemy has no actual authority over us. The enemy's a liar. He's a deceiver. So the enemy is already defeated. Why is he still messing with us? Why is he trying to cause trouble? Because even though Jesus has destroyed the enemy's authority, it's still up to us as believers to enforce the enemy's defeated condition. Christ has given us, again, that authority. See how that keeps coming up? We have the right to use that authority of the name Jesus to repel and loosen the enemy's grip and drive him out. A grip over spiritual strongholds, like Brother Greg was talking about a month ago. We just have to be aware and recognize the enemy's sneaky ways and take authority over him in the name of Jesus. The enemy hates the name of Jesus. Now, y'all remember that movie Spider-Man 3? Probably some of y'all... Okay, let me explain it. Okay, this alien comes out from space, takes over Spider-Man's body, right? And he starts acting different. He starts acting evil. However, at the end of the movie, I guess there was a bell, and the bell rang, and I guess the alien hates that. He can't stand it. And it just, the more the bell rang, the more the alien came out of the Spider-Man's body. All right? Same thing with the enemy. You say Jesus, you say it with me. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. One more time.
Jesus.
Yes. And like I said, the enemy, he hates that. shakes him up, makes him weak. All that worship we were doing this morning, he hates that. All that praise that we were giving Jesus earlier, he hates that. That's how we get strong, saints. We are strong. We're not weak. We are strong because the one has, it's finished. He's already done that for us. The war is over.
Come on, preach it, boy. Preach it, man.
He hates the atmosphere of praise and worship. Be assured, the very mention of the name will get that enemy up out of here. Now, about a couple months ago, I talked about spiritual growth. Now, how we get, if you weren't here, I'll just try to recap it really, really quick. After you get saved, spiritually, you're born again. You become an infant, in some sense, of spirit in the spiritual realm. And as you nurture that relationship with God, you begin to grow. So again, from an infant to a toddler to an adolescent, the more you nurture that relationship with God, the more you start to grow. And why do we grow, saints? To produce fruit. To have that influence, like Brother AJ spoke about a couple weeks ago. Sometimes, like I said, the enemy likes to come in and whisper little things in your ear. You're nothing. You're ugly. Nobody likes you. You know that girl from last week? You know, the one you were messing with last year? Yeah, she's calling you right now, isn't she? And then what do? We start looking back, right? So this spiritual walk, I'm just saying this is the start right here. And we're supposed to end up right there because that's where God wants us to go. That's where. So, Lord, I'm following you right now. However, I got that thing in the back because we've already shut that door on Satan, have we not? But sometimes, you know, there's a little crack there and he likes to seep through. So we keep looking back. And, you know, we become one of those backslidden, you know, like Michael Jackson used to do. You know what I mean? Right? So we keep trying to move forward. We keep going back. I mean, what does Jesus say? Come, heavy burden, I will give you rest. Amen. We give it to him, and we just keep on walking. Amen. But we keep going back.
That's right.
But God, okay. But he still keeps calling our names, doesn't he? Amen. He never gives up on us. Amen. Right? So again, when you're feeling weak, call Jesus. When you're feeling strong, call Jesus. When you're feeling low, call Jesus. When you're feeling high, call Jesus. When you're feeling weak, when you're feeling scared, call Jesus. He is the ultimate one, saints. Jesus. Just say that name with me. Jesus.
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 The power of your name, Jesus. That's all I have. Thank you.